The clock's running out on December deal drops at Lowe's, but there's still time to wrap up something they'll love. Shop great gifts under $50, like the DeWalt Elite Series 100-piece bit set. Plus, if you order by 2 p.m., you get same-day delivery by 8 p.m. Shop December deal drops while you can. Lowe's. We help, you save.
With Ernesto Araújo, former foreign minister of the Republic of Brazil, Joseph Umar, executive director of Secure Free Society. This is an unusual story, so I follow the reporting Reuters from Panama City. In these last days, Panama denied a request from Nicaragua to allow safe passage for ex-president Ricardo Martinelli to leave the country, the foreign ministry said in a statement. After Nicaragua granted asylum to the former Panamanian leader, Martinelli is a declared presidential candidate in Panama's upcoming May election, reports Reuters. But a nearly 11-year prison sentence handed down last year for money laundering has cast doubt on his ability to run for his old job. More than that, he's been ruled ineligible, off the ballot, despite the fact, I'm told, the polls show he's the overwhelming choice. The other candidates do not even come close. They might even be in single digits compared to Martinelli. But last we know, he is in the Nicaragua embassy claiming sanctuary, asked to leave the country. And, Joseph, we just have a couple of minutes. Is Panama unstable? We know Nicaragua is a tyranny, but what about Panama? Is this a country breaking up?
It's a country that's facing a lot of political instability, also economic uncertainty. It's a small country. It's on the isthmus between Central America and South America. And because of that connection to South America, it's become a destination for mass migration from all over the world. Basically, you have irregular migrants that come into Colombia or Ecuador and then cross through this what was once uncrossable, now very crossable jungle called the Darien Gap. So that on the immigration front has destabilized elements of Panama. Then you have on the climate front, because of the drought that's happening inside the country, the Panama Canal is a high water canal, meaning that it has to feed from the lakes that are near the country. But the drought has essentially kept the water levels low, meaning the canal doesn't have enough water to push through the kind of vessels that need to be going through. That's a heavy volume for international trade and vessel traffic. And then now you attach the political instability. It's had protests because of unrelated issues to mining companies, and now the former president Ricardo Martinelli being taken off the ballot. But you know, the one thing that did catch my attention, John, on that would be very quick, is that he sought refuge in Nicaragua, which is very interesting to me, because Nicaragua doesn't have the best reputation for political persecution itself, being that they persecuted pretty much all their opposition inside the country. So that kind of drew my attention, because I was wondering, why would he go to Nicaragua if he's worried about political persecution? So that there might be more than meets the eye on the case of Martinelli.
Yes, we're dealing with a country. Why is it important? The Panama Canal. The other canal, the Suez Canal, is under active assault by the Houthis. The drought has left the Panama Canal unable to handle the traffic previously. That's vital for supply chains. And now there's reason to believe the May election is going to be challenged in all directions. In Nicaragua, as Joseph says, Nicaragua's in the game. That means Cuba. That means Russia. That means China. All the bad actors gather in Managua. And Joseph Umar, executive director of Secure Free Society, too many villains, too little time. Ernesto Araújo, former foreign minister of the Republic of Brazil. We're headed to Venezuela. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.